reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's found on page 793, and we read Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 9. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's found on page 1218. And we read 1 Corinthians 1, beginning at verse 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Mark, found on page 1087. And we read Mark 13, beginning at verse 24. Speaking of the second coming of Christ, Jesus said, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the cock crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And when I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Our text is based on the Old Testament lesson for today, where Isaiah writes, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand." This is our text. A number of years ago, I was sitting at a Midas muffler shop having some work done on my car. The waiting areas, you know, aren't that big, but at that time it was a little smaller because they were in the process of remodeling the shop. And a carpenter was there installing some walls, making a lot of noise, banging with his hammer. And as he was in the process of knocking in another 2x4, all of a sudden, his watch came off his wrist on snapping, and it flew across the room into a wall and fell to the ground. Of course, he immediately stopped, and he ran over to his watch, and he picked it up, and he put it to his ear, and he listened, and he listened, and he listened. And then he put his watch in front of his face, and a kind of sheepish sort of grin started to appear on his face. And of course, I had been watching him this whole time. And he looks at me and he says, "You know, they don't go tick tick anymore." You know, watches used to go tick, 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 tick before they turned them into just a little computer control board and a battery. They just don't make them to make ticks anymore, or talks for that matter. One can only do what one is made to do. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand." As we enter into this season of Advent, and as our lessons pointed out of the second coming of our Lord, It's good for us to remember that when he comes again, it is not simply to judge and destroy the world. He's also coming to save. But not to make, if you will, a new world, in the sense that it's somehow different from what he originally made. No, when he comes again in glory, the plan is to restore the world to what God originally designed it to be. We can't be other than what we were created to be. Or at least we can't be other than what we were created to be without afflicting ourselves and causing great harm and never finding peace, because we're at war, literally, with ourselves. But this is not a message that is commonplace in our world today. Reading through the news last week, I came across an interesting little item about some college out on the East Coast. They were now allowing students who enrolled to designate their color. By that, they didn't mean you can pick whatever color your dorm room is going to be painted or wear whatever color clothes you want to wear. No. If you were born a Norwegian, you could now be an Asian. Or if you were born a German, you could now be an Indian. You know, a long time ago, they used to call colleges institutions of higher learning. I'm not sure that's true anymore. We're living in a weird time. What you are born, they say, you can change. What God designed you to be, well, you can choose to be something else. Don't like the idea that you're a boy or a girl? Well, you can choose to be something else. Don't like the idea you are born a German or a Norwegian? Well, you can be whatever you want to be. People are growing up in preschools, in elementary schools, and even in colleges, being told that they can choose to be whatever they want to be. But that's not the goal that God has for us. And that's not where we find our peace and our joy. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. We believe in a creator who quite intentionally designed us to be exactly what we are, to fit in with his plans and his purposes for our life. Growing up should not be a process of choosing to become something, but discovering what you are, and then making the most of that. But that's not the way our crazy world seems to operate. We're constantly bombarded with messages that make us think that what we are is not good enough. We should have been taller, or maybe shorter, faster, quicker, more good looking, more hair, whatever. We aren't satisfied with ourselves. We're always looking upon others with envy, wishing we could be more like whoever. And as a consequence, people are often filled with self-hate. And probably every young person at some point in their life casts their eyes up to heaven and says something like this to God, "God, why did you make me like this?" Our job in this world is to teach people a different way of looking at themselves. And it begins by looking at Scriptures itself. It's not the world that teaches us what we were designed to be. It is God, our Maker, who tells us what we are. And there's many things in the way that God designed us that we are the same. He didn't design us, for instance, to worry about ourselves. And so He promises to take care of us and provide for us. Whatever it is we need to accomplish His will in our lives. He does so that instead of being filled with self-interest and worry about our lives, that we can busy ourselves instead with loving one another and caring for one another. We're all the same that way. We're also the same in the fact that when we failed to be that which God designed us to be, He sent His Son Jesus Christ into this world to pay the price of our redemption. We are all equally loved by God, equally forgiven by God, equally guaranteed eternal life through the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Because God doesn't want our past getting in the way of what our future is or our present. He doesn't want past sins to weigh upon us. He doesn't want guilt driving us. Instead, He wants us to give our sins and our fears and our worries and our doubts to Jesus. Let Him take care of them. And just focus on who we are and how we can serve God now and in the future. But we are different in many ways as well. God didn't create us all to do the same thing in His kingdom. The Apostle Paul talks about Christians as being different parts of a human body. Each one necessary, each one fulfilling a specific role, but also each one different. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," nor the foot to the head, but all with one grand purpose: to work for God in His kingdom, We are the clay. He is the potter. So who are you in the sight of God? You're not the same as that person sitting next to you in the pew. You're not that person you see in the commercials on TV. You're a special, unique creation of God with your own special plan. And your goal is not to become like somebody else, but to discover what God can do with you exactly the way you are. And when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again, it's not to change you into something that you're not. It's to fully and completely restore you to exactly what you are, as God created you and as God redeemed you in Jesus Christ. My friends, there's a lot of unhappy people in our world today because they're trying to become something that they aren't. And especially among the young. That's everybody under 61 right now. There's a lot of self-hatred. Because people are trying to be what they're not. Because the message of our culture is you can become something else than who you are. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. God, help us to help others love and cherish what God has made each of us to be. And to understand that our joy, our life, our salvation is not found in becoming something other than what we are, but in celebrating and living to the fullness that which God made us to be and redeemed us to be. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001. By Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.